his ring, Zebner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, in spite of the fact that Attorney Abner failed to produce any witnesses for his client, Cedric, and even swung over to the plaintiff's side after hearing Squire Skimp's final speech to the jury, defendant Cedric won the jury's verdict in his breach of promise trial. The deciding factor was the timely news that plaintiff Winifred Redfield had eloped with her doctor. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum back in the Jotham Down store and library. Abner's just entering.
Oh, there weren't no mail today, Lum.
There wasn't, huh?
Oh, well, there was a bill from Grandpa Masters.
Bill?
Yeah, he wants his money for sitting on a jury during Cedric's trial, he says.
Well, for goodness sake, he's got an arse in a bill for that. He slept practical the whole trial, too. What we ought to do is send him a bill for lodging.
That's a good one. I believe I'll tell him that at the Golden Era Discussion Club meeting tomorrow night. Or that is, if you can wake him up long enough to tell him anything.
Yeah, you can also tell him that he won't get his jury money till Squire and Charlie Redfield put it up. They got to pay the court costs as long as they lost the trial.
Yeah, that's right. Dick Carlson said old Charlie's pretty mad about the whole thing, Mom.
Yeah, I reckon he is all right. Losing the case and having his daughter elope with a doctor and all.
Yeah.
Of course, on the other hand, he ought to be happy the way he's been trying to get Winifred married all the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, Dick says that Charlie's afraid this marriage ain't going to last, though. That's what's making him so mad, too.
What do you mean it ain't going to last?
Well, he just thinks that fella just married Winifred for Charlie's money.
Charlie's money?
Yeah.
He ain't got no money.
Well, I know he ain't got much, but I reckon that's what Charlie thinks, for he's done telegraphed Charlie to send him and Winifred some money.
Well, I do know. You'd think a big doctor like him would have all the money he needed.
Yeah.
Especially if he's as famous as Squire said he was.
Well, he ain't actual no doctor, though. Just said that a while ago. No, sir. Yesterday, Charlie rode into the county seat on a milk truck to find out, well, exactly who his new son-in-law was.
Naturally.
And he found out he wasn't nothing but some fella that's been hanging around the pool hall in there at the county seat for months.
Granny, I suspicioned something like that.
That's
what he said. The minute Squire brung him into the courtroom, I suspicioned that fella. My unconscious self told me he was a crook.
Squire, sure. Who told him?
My unconscious self. See, every fella is made up of two parts. You're half subconscious and half unconscious.
Oh, sure, I hear that. What's the matter, Hank? Sick ignorance.
What I can't figure out is why this fella, if he was a friend of Squire's, why he caught Squire up the way he did. If he'd have waited and eloped with Winifred after the jury come to a verdict, Cedric would have lost the case just short of the world.
Yeah, sure. Up to then, Cedric never had the least chance in the world of winning. There weren't no doubt about that.
Should have had the fella eloped just before the jury went out.
Yeah.
Naturally, if they hear that, it never takes them no time at all to vote again Winifred.
No.
I don't understand that fella.
Well, Dick Carlson said that he heard that it was cause Squire offered to pay this fella a lot of money for pretend to be a doctor, and then right at the last minute, Squire backed down on his offer. Never paid him nothing.
Well, that might have been it.
What he said.
But whatever it was, it serves old Squire right.
Yeah.
Maybe this will learn him that you can't trust a crook. No matter how dishonest he is, you just can't trust him. That's a new old Edward saying of mine, I think.
Well, sir, I never will forget the look on Squire's face when he heard about the
wonderful world.
Well, howdy, sir.
What a wonderful world, I mean.
Well, you sure sound happy today, Cedric.
Yeah, about you. It's a great relief having that trial over, ain't it, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, it sure is.
Because now I can concentrate on playing the pinball machine again. Boy.
Is that all winning that trial means to you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I reckon so. You ought to have been down at Luke Spears' restaurant and seen the score I just made.
Score?
The high score I've made in that machine since it's been in there. 22,780 points.
For the land.
That's the record, too, Mr. Luke said. So I win the double grand prize.
Well, good for you, Cedric, the double grand prize.
Well, Mom, I've been trying to win that for 5 years now, and I finally done it.
Well, if you've worked that hard for it, Cedric, I reckon you deserve it.
Yes, Mom. Sometimes during them 5 years, it seemed like I just couldn't hardly keep going, hardly.
Well.
Sometimes I got so sick of that pinball machine, I couldn't hardly stand to play one more game even.
Huh.
And I'd say to myself, Cedric, Mom.
What's the matter?
Well, I hear somebody calling me.
Oh, that was just you, Cedric.
Oh, boy. Lord, I recognize that voice. Really, help me.
You were saying how it took you got to play in a pinball machine, and then you said you'd always say to yourself, you know.
Oh, yes, I always say, Cedric, you got to keep going.
Well?
You've got to win that double grand prize. Cedric, old boy, you just got to
Well, wait a minute, Cedric, old boy. I believe that's all rang, weren't it, Mom?
Yeah, but so you get it, Abner.
Yeah.
More likely it's just a grocery order. Tell them we're having to cut down on our delivery service.
Hello? Got him down to one library. I didn't see what he's doing to talk him. Huh? Oh! Well, what's the trouble now, Ulysses?
Uh-oh. I know what that calls about.
Well, yeah, huh? Well, that's too bad, Ulysses. Just a minute. Let me tell Mom.
What's his excuse for not holding the club meeting at his house this week?
He says there's a big batch of gophers has been digging on the front part of his house, and they might now undermine the whole place.
Well, what's that got to do with the meeting?
Well, he's afraid if all us fellas gets in the part at one time, Mom, why the house will just sink right into the ground, just cave in.
For goodness sake.
He says they've already moved a part of furniture into the kitchen, just scared to death of it.
All right, tell him we'll have the meeting somewhere else then.
Yeah, I believe we ought to. Hello, Ulysses? Well, Mom says we'll have the meeting at somebody else's house tomorrow night. Well, I'll let you know where it's going to be held. All right, Ulysses. Goodbye.
Huh. If that don't beat the bug so tight.
I believe that is, without a doubt, the worst excuse he studied.
22,780 points. That's the record, Mr. Luke says.
Go first. Pat off that.
I don't know how I ever kept going, but I just wouldn't give up. Bound and determined to win that double grand prize.
It's just hard to believe that a bunch of little old gophers... wait a minute there, Long. Ain't the ground froze too hard for anything like that gopher's work in this time of year?
Why, of course it is. Grannies, I ought to have thought of that myself. The ground froze harder than rock.
Why, yes,
even if gophers could work in it, there wouldn't be no danger of the house sinking down. I'm going to call him back up.
Just don't let him get away with it. Just call him out of
the meeting at his house or die in the attempt.
That's our time.
Double grand prize upon the winning.
Go on, Cedric. Long's making a phone call.
Keep going till I win it. Never give up. That's me.
Cedric, be quiet.
Hello, is this Ulysses?
Bother Long.
Well, this is Long Edders. Yeah, say, Ulysses, I don't like to doubt your word none, but ain't you a little mistook about that gopher business?
That's all my fella.
Well, yeah, but the ground's all froze solid right now. Well, I figured you never.
What'd you say, Mom?
Said you never thought about that. 22,780 points,
Be quiet.
What's that, Ulysses? Oh, I see. That's how come you to make that mistake, huh? Ah. Well, we'll have the meeting at your place then, huh? All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow night then, Ulysses. All right, goodbye.
My doggy, you got him that time, Mom. Good for you.
You know what excuse he'd give for making that mistake about the gophers?
No, what'd he say?
Said his eyes has been bothering him lately. He claims he sees six big spots in front of his eyes. They all look like gopher hills to him.
Far the land.
Double grand prize. Ever a light on the board lit up. Prettiest sight I ever seen in my life. All them lights lighted up, red and green and yellow and all of them.
Well, I do know.
Don't know how I kept going all them years, but I done it. Old Cedric never give up, did I?
Now, you Mom, that Ulysses can see just as good as me or you or anybody else.
Look what the Christmas tree there. All them lights are shining there. Prettiest sight I ever seen. Even though I hated and despised that pinball machine, I just kept on playing. That's what I done.
I'm a hero, I believe.
Cedric, will you please quit talking about that pinball machine thing?
Yes, Mom, but I admire me for that. Believe I'll call up Clarabelle and tell her how I won the double grand prize. Boy.
Now, here, don't go calling up Clarabelle now. Get away from that
phone. For goodness sake, don't do that. Look what happened the last time you tried to call her up. Got yourself engaged and lawsuit and I don't know what.
Just keep away from that telephone, Cedric.
Maybe she'll well than admire me, though.
I don't think that pinball stuff makes much of an impression on anybody like her.
Yes, Mom, but I win the double grand prize, though. 22,708 points I made, and all the lights was lit up.
Oh, my.
That's the record, Mr. Luke says.
He'll never get over
it. Cedric, you've told us that 100 or 1,000.
Why don't you go on home for a while, Cedric? You need to get some sleep anyway, working of a night.
You're excited about winning the prize to sleep. I'm going to call up
Wait a minute. That's our ring again. Now, be quiet while I answer.
Well, when you get done, I'll call her. 22,780.
Hello, John. I'm down to the one right there. Haven't anybody done it?
The prettiest sight I ever seen.
Huh?
Quiet,
Eddie. Yeah, where? Oh, my goodness. How'd you get down there, Ulysses?
Ulysses? What's happened to him?
He fell down in the well,
Oh, my goodness.
He said he thought the well was just another spot in front of his eyes and stepped right into it, and he says he can't get out in time to hold a meeting over there at their place tomorrow night.
Granny, we better send some help.
Wait a minute.
Whereabouts is he calling from? The bottom of the well?
I know that that's right. Wait a minute, Alice. Hello, Ulysses. Whereabouts are you calling from? I said, whereabouts are you calling from? Hello? Hello? Hello?
What did he do, hang up?
Yeah, changed his voice and said wrong number and hung up.
Can I call up Clarabelle now?
Cedric, what do you want to do that for?
I want to tell her what a hero I was in winning the double grand prize. How I kept going even though I couldn't hardly even stand to look at that pinball machine more than I can say. Hated to play every one more game more than others.
Well,
but I just step on anyway.
Well, all right. Go ahead and call her then if you're bound and determined. Got your heart set on it.
Go on, boy.
By the way, Cedric, what is the double grand prize that you want to win so bad?
Mom.
I think, what is this double grand prize you win? What do you get for it?
Oh, Dad, well, I get to play 5 free games on the pinball machine, boy.